Hello.
And welcome to
The Prepared Factor.
Yeah, we're always prepared. Like scouts, right? Always be prepared.
Is that scouts?
I think that's scouts.
Never been in scouts.
Right. Do you want to kick us off with some news then?
Yeah, got some news. I do have more news story written up than you have written up, I will point out.
I've got it here. I'm just reading through.
I woke up pretty early last night, I guess you could say. I'm pretty sleepy. I have forgotten the news. I did have some good stuff here. It was information security.
You keep saying you've got good stuff, but...
I just can't recall what it was. Remember, we talked about it at lunch. Do you remember? There was like three. I got the WordPress plugin thing. What else was there? There was...
Don't just list them off. You got to like go in depth.
I am trying to think of them first. Oh, was it a Relay Runner?
Oh, yeah. Are we watching? I need to get this.
But for those who are viewing the stream, there was no Relay Runner. I just wanted to make Hugh feel self-conscious about not having the news ready and thus not being able to watch.
I've got my news ready, mate.
And yet you weren't watching the buses. Kind of been too ready.
All right. Tell me about some WordPress.
Okay, I guess so. That's all I can think. Oh, the Apache thing. Let me just write that out once again.
You don't need to just write it up. You can just talk about it. Oh, my God. All right. He has now written up two stories. Oh, he might be doing a third. Might be. Yeah, so in other words, Stephen just does not know how to thing.
Don't know.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there. So I did have some news, didn't I? I'm a little rusty after not sleeping. Okay, do you want to start with tech? I don't know how many bus stories you have. So
I've got a few. If you let me read through them.
Okay. You haven't read any of them yet.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I'll start with this one. It's a simple one. You pick a new story, read through it, and then I talk about it in like 10 seconds. Okay. So WordPress, right? People install lots of plugins from lots of places.
Oh shit.
There was another one, actually. This is a common thing. Happens all the time. People install plugins. What's that? Whoa, damn. Ooh, is that a hockey stick? Was this in Canada? Where is this? Someone's beating someone with a hockey stick. That bus driver is not around, though, is he?
Fuck me.
Get the fuck off my bus, motherfucker. And then... Oh, I thought he was like going to just drive off after that.
Oh, shit.
Wait, hang on. What's that thing?
Takes it out to the street.
Oh, after he... Oh, damn. And then he got back in the bus. Oh,
no,
fuck.
That's just restarted.
Is it a hockey stick?
I think it's like a walking stick or something.
Walking stick. It looks curved on the end.
Damn. Like
an ice hockey stick. That's what I reckon.
It might say.
Correct.
With a cane.
Okay. Let me tell my WordPress story.
Right.
There was another thing affected by this. Ruby or something. There's some Ruby bugs as well. There were so many bugs. The one I'm specifically thinking of here, there was a WordPress plugin, and you installed it, and it had a bunch of functionality in there for, like, DDoSing. So, not just DDoSing, like RCE, stealing your passwords, changing passwords, adding users, deleting users. There was some function where it would... repeatedly clear the cache of these shared hosting providers and then inject advertising being like, is your shared hosting provider slow? You should move to our provider. Anyway, I can't remember what the little plugin was called, but there was a plugin that did that with WordPress this week. Guy got called out. Initially, he tried to deny it, but then people looked through his history in Bitbucket and were like, no, it's pretty clearly malicious, dude. And then he deleted the repository from Bitbucket and scrubbed the history and then pushed it up again. Pretty nifty, right?
Yeah, that's pretty nifty.
Yeah. Okay, you tell a story then.
Right, so story for me. I just start from the top then?
Sure.
A pedestrian was hit by a bus.
Where?
Central Auckland.
Okay.
Critical.
Oh, that was a condition. Fucking red light. There was 100% a red light.
Yeah?
Yeah, fucking 100. I don't know if Chris, were you too late for it?
Yeah,
you're too late for it. Yeah, it's at least one. I think It's hard to tell because I wasn't really looking at the screen much. But
why did you say Chris?
Chris Calvi-Threeman.
Oh, right.
So anyway, tell us about it. Or not.
That's okay. Weird. Look at what the title of...
Why don't you just...
Like up there.
Yeah?
That is the title of this tab.
Okay.
And that is the title of the article.
Okay, hang on. I can't actually read it. So, title of the tab. Okay. So it's just because they put like the breaking news shit in the
Why? Like it?
Yeah, it's fucking dumb. Yeah. Oh, it goes right on there.
It's like down there.
Yeah, it's probably because you scroll down. Go up to the very top again, and refresh the page.
Yeah,
there. See that. So one news. As you scroll down, it updates.
Weird.
It does infinite scroll with different news stories, and it updates the title as you scroll down. So if you want to read the bottom of an article, it'll change the title.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah, so this happened yesterday. Just before 3:20. Critical position.
Oh, it's still in critical.
Don't know. You know how news doesn't like follow up or
but
anything.
When was that update given?
Yesterday, 3:20.
Wait. Okay. Sorry. When did he get hit?
Yesterday.
Yes, I got that. You said he got hit at 3:20 and the update was given at 3:20?
It was sometime yesterday.
Okay. You're not so... These details, you're skimping
on them. This is how news does shit, you know that.
That's it.
Guy got hit.
That's the entire news story.
Yeah.
And every question I ask, you answer incorrectly and then follow up with, oh, no, but I didn't mean that.
Yeah. Shall I talk about another one?
Yeah, give us one with a little sustenance in it.
All right.
A little bit of something.
Fuck, if I'd seen this video before, I would have... Oh, that's the volume.
If you had actually read our news before.
I want to, like, scroll back to the start of the video. So I went like that. I accidentally scrolled a bit too far and mm-hmm. then ended up changing the volume instead of... Like,
I mean, that's bad UI, but it's gonna be your fault.
Oh, I guess. But yeah, so in Hamden, Connecticut, a passenger on a bus...
It's Connecticut the state, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
fucking just... I just don't know the backstory to this. I kind of want to know, but like some passenger on a bus, as he was getting off... Oh, shit, I should read this bit more. All right, so as the passenger was getting off... The passenger hit the driver with like a walking cane type thing.
Yep.
Like fucking lay into him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the driver fucking gets back at him. Fucking takes him off the bus and gives him a few more.
Yep.
So the passenger is facing assault and breach of peace charges. The driver was later fired.
Huh. I don't know if I'd fire a driver for that. Okay. On one hand, potentially
the reaction was more than what it should have been. But
a little bit excessive. But to be honest, I can understand being
you
in
just got fucking hit in the fucking head.
If someone starts fucking hitting you in the face with a big stick, like just fucking beating down on you, I can understand why you'd kind of fly into a rage and be like, what the fuck?
And you're like a bus driver as well. Like,
yeah, so you're already on the edge of rage at all times.
Yeah.
Whoa, that guy just like, he slowed down really quickly to not go through that red light.
Oh, yeah.
He knows.
Fuck, I haven't actually watched any red light runners this week.
Why not?
Because there was an accident, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about the accident?
What, was this the accident where you weren't clearing out files fast enough?
I was.
the hard disk filled up.
Steven deleted all of the footage.
That's not true. I didn't delete all of it.
There was so much other stuff.
I deleted everything you hadn't triaged. At least you left everything else.
Literally, you left all the stuff you could have deleted.
This was a show, before the show last week when Dave was here. The computer was like, you're out of disk space. And we're like, well, we don't want to start the show like that. It's gonna die. It's gonna be a problem. We have to record a show. We gotta put it somewhere.
Yeah.
So I was just like, where's the, you know, where are all the files? They're in here. Okay, here's a shit ton of video files. There's like 10,000 in here. These must be the ones Hugh has already processed because there's 10,000 of them.
It wasn't 10,000. Was there?
There was a lot. How many months worth was it? Like 2 months?
Nah, there was, I think there was 2 months.
2 months of files, including false positives. false positives happen. Yeah, maybe not 10,000.
Yeah.
It was a lot, though.
I think it might have been like 2,000-3,000.
Yeah. And I saw them and I was like, eh, fuck it. Delete them. Because the other thing is, like, it was before the show, right?
Yeah.
We'd run a pretty tight ship here in terms of scheduling, where it's like, oh, 5 minutes before the show, let's go do it. So I deleted it. And yeah, that's why the Bus Factor GIFs hasn't been posting. And yeah. You didn't start the AI again either.
No, I didn't. The AI didn't start.
The tree.
To be honest.
Shit. Yeah, that's right. I don't even know how, accidentally deleted the config file for the AI. Did you check the recycle bin, by the way?
No, because you would have deleted it at the same time. Don't try and do it now. We'll just sort it.
Recovery drive, mate. Look at that.
Oh, don't do that.
Recycle. How the fuck do you get to recycle bin?
You delete something.
What? Storage settings. No, I want like...
Just go to your desktop. It'll be on your desktop.
You're going to be on the desktop.
Okay, Control Windows D.
It's like a button that you can press. Recycle.
Oh, it's got heaps of shit in it. Yeah, mate. New folder.
0 bytes. I think I didn't delete that one.
I like how you nearly turned the laptop off.
Fucking laptops that have the delete button next to the off button. No, the delete button is being replaced with an off button. If you go to instinctively hit delete,
yeah.
You hit off. Like, yeah.
What,
fucking dumb.
What just happened?
I just, it was on the wrong tab. Sorry. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. I want to watch the bus.
I was looking at the audio levels. You know,
Yeah. Do you want to talk about some helicopters?
I gotcha. The Apache HTTPD, the Apache HTTPD, because people call it Apache, but Apache is the foundation.
Yeah.
So.
It used to be the only product, right?
Didn't I?
I think so.
But here's the thing. Question. When you've used anything other than the Apache HTTPD, have you ever thought, I like this?
When we use something else apart from HTTP, we like the other thing.
Have you ever liked anything that's got the Apache label on it?
Oh, having Apache. You just installed some Tomcat, didn't you? That's Apache.
Yeah. But my question was, have you ever used something like that's managed by the Apache Foundation and thought, yeah, this is nice. I like this.
Yeah, I used to use Apache, the HTTP.
Yeah, I said apart from the HTTPD.
Oh, apart from that. Yeah.
That was how I started
They
it.
Do have some other stuff.
They have Solr. They have...
Yeah, I've used Solr.
Cassandra.
I haven't used Cassandra, but...
Yeah, okay. I noticed you're not saying, I like those. You say, I've used them. Yeah, I think everyone's used Solr, and no one thought, oh, this is amazing. Everyone's like, oh, Solr,
what
that's
else
a good
would
idea.
You use?
What else would I use from Apache?
Instead of
Solr?
Yeah.
It's tough. Like, there's some, like, Elastic. Oh, they're fucking red. Fucking, yeah, fucking shit. Wrong fucking
shit.
That's
two, man.
Chill fucking shit.
That's two.
Did you see that?
And I've used Ant.
Did you fucking see that?
Yeah, I did. That was two, mate.
Yeah, but it was fucking brutal. It was.
It was 2.0.
It was fucking 8. The fucking jeez. Yeah, you've used Ant. You're listing things you've used. You're not listing things you like.
Aries? I think I've used Aries. No, I've used a different one.
ActiveMQ? Like, is that like RabbitMQ, but worse?
I think I've used ActiveMQ. You don't want to.
You're like, that's that shitty Java thing. Fuck that thing.
Beam, an Uber API for big data.
Yeah,
Bloodhound?
Fuck that.
Bloodhound?
Wait, Bloodhound?
Nah, not the one you want.
Oh, not the good... They have a product
defect tracker based on track.
Oh, my God. So they've taken a bad thing and made it worse. They have so many. Like, we're only up to the C's.
Cassandra?
Yeah, they have Cassandra. Which, I hear Cassandra's not the worst, but it's got... I don't want to.
CloudStack? They have their own, like...
Huh, they have their own CloudStack thing.
Apache Commons? I do use that.
For, like, Java stuff?
Yeah, CouchDB.
Yeah, Couch, people use it, but I do notice you're not saying you like any of these things. I like the idea of some of them, but I don't, there's none of them I look at and think, yes, please, that. You know what I mean?
Apache Directory.
Yeah, it's an LDAP implementation in Java.
Flex?
What one's Flex? Like Flex and Bison?
It's
a different Flex. Fucking, like, they just keep... Hey, was that a red light runner?
Groovy?
You're so late. It was not even close. Groovy, Yeah, that's like the GUI toolkit, right?
No, nah, it's a different language.
Oh, it's the different language.
Oh,
yeah.
Hadoop.
Okay, Hadoop. Yeah.
Things in that. Hive. HTTP server. Mod Python.
Wait, Mod Python's made
yeah,
by Apache?
Yeah, Mod Python is listed. But like none of the other ones.
Deprecated in favor of a different one. The James
Java email name server. Oh, what? News server, sorry. I remember news servers.
Jmailer. Look, my point is, this is a long list of Apache projects.
Oh, Lucene?
Is there any... Yeah, Lucene. It works with Solr. It's like same deal. Answer the question.
Well, I'm just having a look to see if I like any of these.
So far...
What about Oozy, a workflow scheduler system to manage Apache Hadoop jobs?
You've got pretty far through
the
list.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well...
This one here.
What'd you pick? Is it Tomcat? Open Office. Yeah? Yeah? You like Open Office? I like the idea... Oh, Jesus, sorry. I like the idea of Open Office.
Yeah? I don't actually use Open Office anymore.
What do you use? LibreOffice? Is Libre... No, that's not run by...
Oh, Spam Assassin? I use that.
Is it a nice piece of software? Do you like it?
It's pretty good.
Okay.
I didn't realise Apache made that.
Neither did I, actually. They get Struts. Donated projects. Oh, Struts. I like that one, actually. That one's been pretty handy.
Subversion? I used to use that.
But Struts, right?
System email?
We use Struts at work occasionally for our work, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But pretty useful for us. Okay, stop listing stuff.
Tomcat?
Guacamole as well.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh, supposedly on here.
Oh, yeah, Xerxes? Validating XML parser?
Seems like, give it Java, it's probably just more like RCE parser.
Yeah, I like it that way.
Anyway, so what was the answer? Is there anything that you like?
Yeah.
And it is?
Open Office? And what was the other one I said?
Spam Assassin?
Yeah, Spam Assassin's
Yeah, 2 out of 300. I mean, it's not good odds, right?
Do you like anything out of the OWASP? Organization.
Fucking yes. Red Light Runner, number 2, you're in the poo.
Do I
like anything out of the OWASP organization? Like what they
any
make?
Any projects?
Any projects?
Yeah.
I like appreciate the top 10, I guess, but yeah. It's
anything else out of the other 300 they have?
Do they have 300? They have so many.
They've got a lot.
And they're all so low quality.
Most of them just aren't even ready for release.
Yeah. I've seen a few lately because they're like trying to do like GitHub pull request fancy, which I appreciate, but it seems like a lot of people involved in the project are like risk manager people who have never popped a shell in their life.
Yeah.
And so they're like best practices for doing this and they list things that don't matter. And I'm like, yeah, these people don't really know what they're talking about. Top 10, they built Zap, right?
They built Zap. Zap's kind of all right.
The thing that exists.
WebGoat as well.
WebGoat. Oh, that's the vulnerable one, is
yeah.
it? Yeah. But like everyone uses DWA, right?
Not everyone.
Who uses WebGoat? It exists, I guess.
I've used it.
I don't know. You know what?
It's something, it's just different to the WWA.
DVWA. Yeah. But everyone. I think it's safe.
Squeeze third.
Everything they do, I look at it and think, I'm pretty sure I could do a better job than that in a week.
Yeah, you probably could.
But I'm real lazy, so I never do. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to any of the wiki pages, like, they're all of such a low quality. I'm like, oh, I could make, like, an entire, like, a book on SQL injection in a week that would be amazing, and this wiki page would be better, but I never do. I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was a news story associated with this.
There was.
What fucking was it? Yeah, that was it. The Apache HTTPD has a root privilege escalation issue. Pretty cool, right?
Isn't it? I like root.
Do you know the architecture roughly of how Apache runs?
Roughly, yeah.
Yeah, so it's got a process running as root, which does no processing of user input at all.
Yeah, and it basically just forks off to everything else.
Yeah.
Depending on which model of forking you want to use.
Yeah. These buses are getting fucking feisty. Either that or I'm starting to get hallucinations.
I was meant to buy some before.
Oh, you poor thing.
Hopefully the shop's
still shit, open. So have I. I've got to get a cheese grater. We need it. Oh, no, a can opener. Can opener.
Hopefully shops are still open after we leave.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. This one's open till 10, dude.
No, I need to get something that's
alcoholic.
Not
there. Alcoholic? Things are open till 10 for alcohol as well on Fridays. If you need to, there's some in Courtney Place. We used to live there, so. Yeah. But there should be, I think that one there is open for a while.
Nah, it's not alcohol.
Oh, okay. Sex toys, nice. Someone's going to have fun with their new dog tonight. anyway, the issue basically ends up working where if you can get kind of like arbitrary memory read-write primitives on a child, an Apache child, which is not running as root, you can corrupt some of their... corrupts on the memory that the parent process reads when it performs a graceful restart. So the way you would use this in practice is you would run a PHP shell, which corrupts some of these internal pointers, waits for log rotate to kick in, and when log rotate kicks in, it does a graceful restart. The root process talks to its children and parses their pointers, IPC magic, blah blah blah. Blah, blah. Now you got root.
Yeah.
The guy actually is pretty funny. He's like, I found this bug in Apache. And then as he's going through it, he's like, so we need a PHP O-Day as well. So I whipped one of those up. And so he found like arbitrary like memory bypass, use after free thing to like do ASLR bypass and shit. Was that one or two?
I don't know. I might just quickly. Oh, fuck. Maybe give it two.
Two.
It might have been zero.
Might have been zero. Okay. I didn't look quite fast enough. Nonetheless, we'll see a proof of concept soon, I'm sure. The guy's done a write-up with the details, but not a proof of concept. I'm just looking for ./ give me root, right?
Yeah.
Hey, would you like a beer?
Yeah. I thought that might.
Yeah. Yeah. It's your desk now. See, the thing is, when my desk was here at the Prospector set, you would leave so much shit all over my desk. And now...
Have you seen your desk?
Yeah, what about it?
It's got so much shit all over it.
Do you know every can was in the bin until I came in this morning? Those are all just from today. I'm not lying. It's the truth. I cleaned it out the other day.
Mate, if you drink that much soft drink, you'll get fucking diabetes, you know?
Oh, it's Coke No Sugar.
I hear that's pretty bad.
My partner started buying Coke No Sugar for home because we're getting groceries delivered now, which means we can get more stuff, so we like Coke. Fucking bad idea, because all I'm doing now at home is just sculling bottles of fucking Coke No Sugar.
Yeah, it's still not great for you, eh?
Yeah, it's like I'd rather not be having it. Yeah, it's sneaky creeper. He's a sneaky little creeper.
I miss our olden section.
Yeah, it was much better.
Man, imagine if we had the machine on that. You reckon it would cope?
Yeah.
I suppose it was originally trained for that, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fine. I mean, it would take more training data, but it'd be all right. I think that's it for the Apache thing anyway. We'll see the proof of concept come out soon, I'm sure. But I did want to just say, like, if you already have RCE, then, like, oh, privis to root, but you have to wait 24 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, some people have it set up so there's, like, passwordless sudo.
Exactly, yeah.
Do graceful.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, okay, I see what you're saying, yeah. Yeah, there's often a lot of other methods.
Yeah, like...
It's another bag of...
You don't have to wait for the log rotate. Like, you can cause graceful restarts other ways.
Or you know...
What if you did, like... Oh, no, if you did, like, an actual crash, then it wouldn't do a graceful.
Only crashes the children, and so a child crashing... But a child crashing Apache would just restart it.
Yeah.
You'll need to, like, recorrupt the pointers. So the good thing is, like, you could do ASLR bypass through. What do you reckon? What do you reckon?
I don't know. Did you see me just go real quiet?
Yeah, I did. And I thought, like, someone was about to go through, like, real violently. Have you noticed they're not stopping at the lines properly today?
Yeah, they're not.
They seem, like, in a rush today, but, like, they're caring more about going through red lights. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Might be timetabling issues. Oh, my God. So I followed Metlink for ages, and I thought...
On Twitter. Yeah.
And I thought, just the other day, I might, like, turn on the notify me whenever they tweet.
Why
Worst
would you...
fucking decision ever. There's, like, fucking, like, every single cancellation.
Is it, like, 30 cancellations a day or something?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, why did I do this?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I just missed the buses.
Yeah.
I think it was when I was up north. I'm like...
I was on a bus the other day. sucked.
Oh yeah, you're like catching buses now, aren't you?
Yeah, it's got ups and downs. It's fine at certain times. I caught a bus at 9 PM the other day, the number 3, I think it was. Could have been a number 1.
Yeah. You can catch
I'm
either.
Like I think we're about what, 5 stops into the route here? We're still in the center of the city.
Yeah.
It lasted 2 more stops before he had to stop letting people on.
Yep.
This was 9 PM at night.
Yep.
It was just like, what are these people going to... First of all, what are they going to fucking do? Because, like, buses come real infrequent.
I've seen the buses be chocker full at, like, 2 PM.
Yeah, and you're
which
like...
Which is, like, off peak. You're yeah. like, what?
Yeah. And, like, I kind of understand, like, a few people standing. It's like, well, that's probably... If you have, like, 2 people standing on a route and it's most full, good. That's probably yeah. good capacity. But kicking people off, like, not kicking people off, just refusing to let people on... Which I'm not worried. Like I think the driver did the right thing. I think the
yeah.
company scheduled badly for that to happen. Because like you could just be like, oh, well, they'll be in, you know, 5 minutes more frequent than they
it's
normally
interesting, are. Interesting, because I see some people complain when drivers let people on. Which like I'm of two minds there, because like that person now gets a ride, but then like they're also standing in like the driver's vision, so like it might like make the driver do something more stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
but then like. All the buses say they support up to this many people, but they don't. Like
they do it. They do if the people at the back crunch up real hard, but they never do.
No, I've been on like chocker full buses, and I've counted the people.
Yeah,
like it just doesn't add up to what they say.
The amount they can fit standing. Yeah, yeah I mean,
which is I've seen other stuff where they MetLink reference that number, like
yeah.
the placard number.
Yeah,
and being
yeah.
like, this is how many buses. We can support.
That is an upper limit. So that's assuming no one has bags on. Everyone is crunched in as tight as they can be. Potentially also think of the handicap seats they can pull up. That
yeah,
you can fit easily like, what, 8 people in each of those? So that's 16 right away.
Jesus.
You can physically fit them.
So I have asked for like a...
A seating layout?
Like a layout of yeah. like how they fit these people on.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know. That's... Shortly after I did that, they decided, oh, actually, we're not going to respond to any of yours.
Yeah, fair enough. To be honest, that's a bit of a dick thing. Like, they don't have one. They don't. You know they don't. So what's the point?
I'm pointing it out that they don't.
Okay. Do that with a comment, not with a request for information.
Mm.
Like, what's
I'd be interested what the information is, though.
I gotcha, but you know they don't have a...
You know why I started doing the OAs, though? It's because they stopped responding to my complaints.
Yeah, but... Like, if they don't have the information...
Then they just respond, we don't have it. They can just do that on the day one.
They can.
They can, and they legally should?
Yeah, they should, yeah. Most companies don't follow the law when it comes to OIA. They violate it quite heavily. But there's no penalties, so, like, fucking what
you
can do.
I was reading... Oh, yeah, so... You know how Ombudsman occasionally, like, does, like, general overall...
Yeah, the health of the OIA or whatever. They just talk about it.
Apparently, they can't do anything about police except for specific complaints.
Yeah, they have like, no. They have less oversight of police.
Yeah,
they can do nothing for them. Yeah, it's
kind of weird because police are probably one of the worst.
I don't know if they're one of the worst, but they
definitely get like majority of OIAs from like. Any other agency.
Oh, really?
Because
I saw the analysis you did a while ago. I saw the analysis where they talked about like which places were bad and good. I really liked the bit where they did some reasoning around like whether people were cheating the system by waiting until the deadline to release it versus
yeah.
not. And they're basically like, look, these companies, these departments are. And you can tell because they either release it on the day, ask for a 20-day deadline, and release it. But there are other people who... Still ask for the deadline, but then release it like halfway through. And it's kind of like, well, that's, I guess.
Yeah.
And I don't mind.
I saw some guy
a
doing like an analysis because, like, State Services Commission, they did a thing where they showed how many people answered within the legal deadline and how many didn't.
It's
but
like
then this
1%
guy's,
did?
no, most people do it
okay.
in the legal deadline. But this one guy's like, well, like, most of my requests happened on the 20th day.
Yeah.
So he's done, like, requests to all the organizations again and been like, how many do you, can you, like, basically give how many days remaining
yeah.
when you did the thing? Some yeah. were good. Most were on the last day.
Yeah, most are on the last day. I can kind of understand, like, why would they release it sooner if they don't have to? But the answer is, well, they do have to.
Yeah, they do have to, but the it's law a says really you have fucking to. Weird law. It's just as soon as reasonably practicable or something.
Yeah, the phrasing is like, it's pretty unambiguous that you should do it then, but it's also pretty hard to enforce.
Yeah. So. It's like these ones I do with Metlink. If they don't have the information, they could and should just respond on the next day saying, we don't have that information.
Yeah.
Instead, they wait 20 days and then they're like, oh, we don't actually have this.
The other cool hack for OAA is the countdown only starts from when you acknowledge it. And there is no legal requirement to
not
acknowledge it.
Receive.
Well, if you don't acknowledge it, how do you know you received it?
You can receive it via email signatures. Ombudsman has done that.
Via email signatures? What do you
like
mean?
If your organization's mail server has accepted the email.
Yeah.
Then
fuck off, that counts as accepted. No way.
That counts.
I'd be interested to read that ruling because I genuinely think that is not what counts as accepted.
Yeah.
That's the equivalent of saying, I posted a letter to you and it didn't come back to me, therefore you received it.
Yeah,
that's almost entirely what it is.
You get a digital acknowledgement that has actually been delivered to somewhere in the organization.
Not necessarily. I don't believe that. It's like the mail. If it doesn't come back to you, that's an acknowledgement that...
No, it's not. It's an acknowledgement that it might have got lost somewhere. But
it still could get lost at that point between connecting to it.
SMTP, it's given an acknowledgement that it has entered the organization's email.
At which point it could still be lost.
It could still get lost, but that's okay. So I send a letter to some agency, and the first person in the agency that handles it could lose it.
Yeah, but
they've still received it.
It's more like if it got missing in the mail room, right? Because
the mail room of the agency or the mail room.
If it got
lost in the mail room of the agency, they received it.
I disagree. Okay, the way it works with like legal documents is it has to be handed to someone who signs for it, right?
Yep.
Right? You can't just hand it to someone and say, it's your organization's got it now.
OAA is so fucked, though. Do you know you don't even have to say you want to use the OAA?
Yeah, any request for information is official. It falls under the Act. Yeah, I knew that. That one's pretty cool.
Oh, and some agency had like a bunch of requests that got answered on the same day, and they called it media requests. And then someone was like, why are media special? Like, how can...
Oh, yeah. That's, there are some who treat... Yeah, like OAA, don't use the OAA process. That's slow and shitty. Make a media request instead.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not how it works.
It's literally the same.
Yeah.
Well, but
it's not in practical terms.
Yeah.
Legally it is, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, OAA is a bit broken.
Hey, Professor Oak. Oh, whoa. Yeah, dumb law.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't know enough about the like Australian and US laws to compare that much.
Oh, I looked up the Australian one because I was interested.
What's it called? Does it have a cool acronym?
FOIA.
Same as US then.
Yeah. They have to pay a lot more than New Zealand does.
Oh, I think I did hear that.
You can only get documents. You can't get information. Like we can just ask for a brain dump of someone.
Yeah. Though that is once again hard to enforce. So I did hear a rumor that there's a thing that after a government department suffers some kind of reputational damage, they don't send emails about it. They have in-person meetings, so they can't be OAA'd.
Yeah, and like ministers do that all the time. And they'll call like minutes, not minutes. They'll call them something else.
Yeah.
I know, like the whole system's a bit broken.
Yeah, it's illegal, but what are you going to do?
People were like getting up in arms and trying to fix it though. Interesting.
No one that matters.
No, some people that do matter.
Okay, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, well, same. Government moves slow.
Well, yeah, government is also malicious.
Should we talk about other legislations?
Okay, go ahead. Carry on.
So you work in a workplace, right?
Yes.
Do you know how many breaks you're entitled to throughout the day?
So I think I do from retail. I can't remember the exact numbers. So there's a period where you're entitled to a 15-minute break. I think it might be something like over 4 hours. As you get closer to 8, you're entitled to a half a minute unpaid break.
Half a minute?
Half an hour unpaid break and a 15-minute paid break. So I think the way it works in New Zealand is your 15-minute breaks are always paid for, your half an hour's aren't, at least for like salaried, normal 8-hour workers. After 8 hours, you get two 15s and a half. And I think there's one more after that where you get like two halves and two 15s.
So in general, you get some breaks and they're...
Oh, that you want to just general. Okay, sorry. I thought you were looking at specifics. In general, yes, you receive breaks.
So?
Though, there are some jobs where you don't receive breaks.
What jobs would they be?
I honestly don't know. Top of my head would be surgeons, for example.
Yep.
Like, they're legally mandated breaks. You basically can just be like, hey, you okay to not go for a break for 8 hours? You can piss, but that's it. And they can be like, yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
So there is that kind of thing. But
so, I mean, bus drivers,
because
we're a bus podcast, they have... They weirdly didn't have this, or like maybe like I heard some rumors, but I haven't actually looked it up, that the national government kind of took away that like legal requirement for breaks.
Huh, gotcha.
But I don't know if it was just for bus drivers or for everyone. But anyway, that's now been reinstated. So bus drivers now legally have to have like a 15-minute break every 4 hours. Then
which is not the worst thing.
Yeah, it's seems
pretty
fair.
Reasonable.
Fucking every bus company is fucking up in arms. This is going to cause so much chaos. Like, we're going to have more cancellations because, like...
You know what my favorite thing is, though, with that? This law has been out for, like, over a year now, is it?
Yeah, it was done start of last year. And, well, like, it went through Parliament then. And it's been enforced since the start of this year.
Yeah. And so it's not like this was snuck up on some bus drivers and they couldn't. No, this it's been a long time coming.
Oh, it's not the bus driver's fault. It's
sorry, the bus companies,
dickheads.
I mean, yeah. It's been a long time coming and they're like, whoa, this is crazy. We have no way to deal with this. Like, well, you could give them breaks, maybe?
So Hamilton City Council.
Fucking piece of shit council, that one is.
They're just like, they're like valid. Changes, they're affordable to the bus companies, and they were a long time coming.
Thing. Yeah. Like to just be like, oh, we can't afford this. It's like,
in Wellington, people were like, well, nah, like fuck, nah, we can't do this. Cancel all the buses.
Just fucking
gotta cancel to give the break, and like people were saying, oh, the bus drivers might like just stop in the middle of the road to have their 15-minute break or whatever.
Fucking sometimes they're
which
people
the law is kind of a bit weird because it kind of says on the after 2 hours or whatever you must have a 15-minute break.
You can have it earlier though, right? Or later, right? Like so, I know when I worked retail, it was like you take your 15s whenever.
Yeah,
doesn't matter.
Take breaks when I need. And
I don't work here. I just like literally am breaking most of the time, and occasionally I'll put 15 minutes in of effort.
Oh no! When I read that, I was just like, "Wait, isn't that just like always
normal?
The case?" Like,
hey, question. So you know, I thought there was a legal requirement in New Zealand to provide like tea and coffee.
Tea and coffee.
Yeah, yep. Is that still a thing? Yeah?
I believe that's still a thing, but that might not be a thing because.
Yeah, it's this little change. Yeah, because I was discussing it with someone, and they were like, "No, I don't think so, man." And I'm like, I thought so, but I'm not sure. And I think there's also something like. Tea and coffee or like similar. So if you like only drink hot chocolate, then your employer has to be like fine hot chocolate.
Or, like, yeah.
Of course, here we get a significant amount of stuff to eat and drink. Like, how long could I last living here eating? I would die quickly because the food is definitely not healthy.
Oh, but it's fucking shit.
Like calorie wise, that'd be like months worth, weeks worth at least. All right, give us another news story then.
So what I was thinking, we can either talk about a chihuahua being arrested.
You know what? I've actually got a news story. If you've got to the point where you're thinking about a chihuahua being arrested, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel when it comes to bus stories. Well, let's talk about my own first because I'm scared now that you've got to the bottom.
I've got two.
This one's real lame anyway. Someone found some XSS and some Google stuff. Did you read that one right out?
I think I saw a video on YouTube about it. And I was a bit dubious about it because the like screenshot of the video was like XSS and Google search. And it just had in the search bar script.
Yeah, one. Yeah.
And I was like, that's not like, I can see it. Like. But then you wrote it up, so maybe it is right. Did someone find some sweet XSS?
I didn't actually read. Supposedly, it was there was
because they pay good money for that.
It was like a an issue that can't actually be exploited or something. It was like,
yeah,
there was issue. There's like filtering happening on the front end, and it's like, well, therefore, if you have front end JavaScript enabled, then the filtering would be happening. So there's that. It was like something weird like that. Don't you love the ones where occasionally someone submits a bug and they just don't understand like threat modeling? They're like, I can type in a URL, phishingsite.com, and it takes me to phishingsite.com. Bug bounty, please.
Yeah.
I love those kind of ones.
It happens.
They're a little bit more convoluted than that, but they're just as stupid. There was another one I saw, and I thought this one was kind of legit. It's like funny, at least. If you visit a website logged into your Google account, that website can insert search history. So the way it works is you go to a website and they maliciously insert, like, you searched for, I don't know, Pornhub.com.
Yeah.
And then you go to Google and you press P and it goes, ah, you want to search for Pornhub.com again? I got that right up there waiting for you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't load the content or anything. It's just like literally in the search box, it pre-populates it with the most recent searches you've done starting with P, like Pornhub. He reported it to Google and was like, security bug? And they were like, And he was like, well, you could like do facebook.com.example.com. And like maybe someone would think that that was the legit domain. And so there's like a little bit. The other thing is when you visited his write-up, he injected like a bunch of ASCII art into your Google search history. So whenever I press fucking T, it comes up with this like massive ASCII art auto suggestion, which is funny at least. It's funny.
But yeah,
I was like, oh, okay. Do you reckon that's a security bug? It's even a bug? I don't know. What do you reckon?
So, was this a bug? Or
oh, my God. Do you think it's a bug?
I don't know. You were saying something about, like, your search history coming up.
Hugh was texting his partner about the sex toys they need to buy. So,
actually talking about...
Oh, was it your sister?
No, it was my wife.
Okay. Wasn't the sex toys or something?
Different. She was worried I took the book that we're reading, and I'm like, no, it's on the bed.
Oh.
And she was like, oh, wow, it's like completely under the covers.
You're reading a book together?
Yeah, we're in a book group, so we're like...
The book you're reading, I gotcha, yeah.
We're not like just sitting there being
yeah,
like,
I thought you're like
this,
reading...
This.
Yeah.
God, that'll be painful. She reads a lot quicker than me. I used to read real quick, but I just don't read as much anymore.
Sarah reads way faster than me, and... she gets annoyed if I'm reading a book and she finds it interesting. She'll like lean over and then be like, "Turn the page, turn the page."
I used to do that.
Turn the page.
This one has like so many characters and like I feel like I need to know all their names and like it's got so much backstory.
You've
and,
said
like,
that about every book at the book club. You always like, oh, there's just so much going on. There's just so many different. Can't remember them all. You say that about every book.
Yeah, maybe.
What's this
but
book?
But yeah, my book? Wife was just like, oh, you just don't need to know any of that. Like, just skip over it. I was like...
Because she's already, like, got past that part, yeah.
She's, like, halfway through. The three-body problem, it's kind of like...
Is that sci-fi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Chinese sci-fi, yeah.
So
I have
also
heard
got a lot
yeah,
of
you've
Chinese
actually recommended
names.
It to me before, right? Yeah, I've been...
It's got a lot of Chinese names as well.
Gotcha.
Which is hard to remember.
Yeah, as a Westerner, a lot of names get somewhat difficult to...
Oh, yeah, and so some of the second names are the first names, and some of the first names are the last name. It's just really confusing.
Like, first name, last name, order. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
like, it's not consistent.
That happens in Harry Potter, for example.
Yeah.
Come here, Harry. Well, come here, Potter.
Potter, oh, no, Harry, no. But Harry like, for example, the first name of like a father and daughter were the same.
Yeah.
So that's like the family name. Then the second name is what people called them.
Yeah.
Which was like, you're Stephen.
Yeah.
But then other people, they were getting called by the first name, which...
Gotcha, yeah.
It's confusing.
I mean, like, it's not... I gotcha. It's like, different to the Harry Potter example. But I was more just meaning that...
I have been
names
called
are
Davenport.
Already weird. Like, pardon?
I've been called Davenport before. I am sometimes.
It's when you're being scolded by an authority figure.
No, like, I
approach
was...
Approach Davenport!
I was in an authoritative thing that one time. I had a uniform and everything.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. And they called you Davenport, yeah.
Yeah. I called myself Davenport as well.
Oh, my condolences. I hear the Davenports don't know idioms very well, so they use like, what's the one you always use? I can't remember it. In the main. In the main. Have you ever heard that one? In the main? If you look up, let me tell you. If you look up on a dictionary or in Google specifically, in the main, it's in the main, synonym, on the whole. I'm like, oh, that's what it means.
Right. So this XSS, was it actually an XSS?
I have no idea. I didn't read the write up. I wrote it up because a coworker mentioned it.
Talking about like.
No, the other thing, I was talking about a different bug, completely different bug. The search thing is completely different.
Oh, right. Oh, so the YouTube video I saw was XSS in search.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes, that is a separate bug to what I was talking about. There was an XSS issue someone found, supposedly. I didn't read the details. Separate issue, no CSF tokens on search auto suggestions. So you can add auto suggestions to someone's search history. That's that. You picked a fucking horrific time to walk away and get a beer. Because, like, literally, we were having a conversation about whether you thought it was a bug. And you went, oh, well, what was it? And then you fucking walked away. Well, I'm out of fucking tech news now, aren't I? What else is there? Anything else happened this week? Linux releases. Didn't see any Linux releases. My machine didn't tell me I needed to update due to security issues. Occasionally, I get that. There was a bug in Curl that made it use 100% CPU in some cases. It was affecting RTorrent.
Curl uses 100% CPU, like, ever? Curl or Chrome?
C-U-R-L, Curl.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's a lot of CPU.
Yeah, it's had a few.
If it was Chrome, I would not be surprised.
To be fair, your computer seems to struggle running most things. You got a new one now, maybe it's better. I just realized we haven't been watching Buses Go Fast for ages.
Yeah.
I guess I can't tell. Oh, Texas is number one. Okay, that's what it was. I was like, TX is number one. Does that mean a bus went past? I don't know.
Are you from Texas? Professor Oak.
Yeah, he's
from
Texas.
They've been on before, haven't they?
Yeah, yeah, it's
like
a guy
way
I know.
Back.
I've met him in real life, actually.
Right. Yeah, cool. Yeah, so a couple of bus stories.
Okay, yeah. Hit him with him.
All right, we'll do that one and that one. So first off, a while back, I talked about a cyclist nearly getting hit by a bus in Auckland.
Okay. I don't remember it specifically.
Bus, like, overtook on a bridge and, like, nearly...
Look, dude, if I try to remember every time a bus almost collided with a pedestrian, believe it, it'd be a lot. Is this the guy who sent you the footage on Twitter? Was that that guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Oh, not the Wellington guy that sent me footage.
I don't know the difference between them all. Someone sent you footage on Twitter for it. Okay. Well, there's more than
message,
one, so...
Not direct message.
Okay, yeah. I only see the direct messages because they come through to my email inbox. I get emails whenever it fucking happens. Like, stop having conversations. Grr.
So I sent a request to the Auckland Transport, which is the bus company up there, and I was just like, hey, just wanted to know, like, can I get the case file and what was the outcome of this? Do you know what they did?
Yeah, TPP wholesale sucks, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't...
Not you, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what they did? They gave you that information.
They gave me that information. Do you know what, like, they did in terms of the complaint, though?
Do you want me to guess with the knowledge that I have after you told me before we started the show?
Yeah.
Or you want to guess after I... Okay, well, I already know then.
What did they do?
They provided you the information, which included them following up with drivers for additional training. They, talked to the specific drivers. They tracked down who they were. Mainly that kind of shit, right?
Yeah, they basically did what they should do. The driver admitted fault. The CCTV footage, like, showed the driver kind of watching the rearview mirror as he was, like, pulling back in to make sure he wasn't going to, like, kill the cyclist.
Wow, he tried to actively avoid killing a cyclist? That's good.
He's, like, getting training. And they are making sure that the bike bus training awareness is part of onboarding.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Which I'm like, holy shit.
It's like the opposite of Metlink.
Metlink struggle to get like 4 bus drivers a year.
To be fair, Metlink doesn't... does AT hire? Or do they outsource?
AT outsource.
Wait, was it a red light? You looked at...
Way too late. Don't know.
If you hadn't looked immediately, it would have been okay. Like, is that a red light? And you turned to look at the camera that has already occurred. And then went, oh,
you
wait,
could
no.
have clicked the replay button. That might actually be slower.
Let's have a look. It hasn't buffered yet, so let's try it. Replay. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
On that story, an update to, yeah, we got a bit of time. Update to the Wellington cycle and buses.
Okay.
So I asked how many incidents they happened last year involving cyclists.
Okay. Is this a serious incidents or just any?
Any, but I asked them to tag which ones are serious. There was like 275 with 20 serious, I think.
Yeah.
But they just got
20 cyclists a year. It's not bad.
They just got back to me and they said, we actually forgot to put in the search term bike. there's actually like over 400 now.
But does that includes like serious, motorbike, right?
Sirius is only 30. Yeah, so it could include motorbike. But they also had some things like, this is not an incident with a bike.
Which shows up, yeah. Why don't they just give you the database?
I know, right? It should be open.
Yeah, they should just like have...
I mean, I can imagine there's some data in there that...
They should just have a personal information field and then refer to everyone as like witness A.
Yeah.
Person A. Person B, person C, and then in the person C details is always redacted.
Mm. So they did actually go through all the serious ones and kind of give me a summary of them.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of useful. It's probably the most useful thing they've ever done for me ever.
But what about all the responses and requests that are associated with that case file? Oh, they're not tracked. So, fuck
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You kind of weigh out those.
One of them. So, in the original one, so there was like 275 and 20 serious. One of the serious ones were just involving a child. That's what they said.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
Because anything that involves a child is marked as serious, which kind of makes sense, but...
Yeah, I think it's a little bit...
I don't really care about that for this information because I was more caring about the cyclist aspect.
Yeah. Fuck the children. Kill them all.
In the fucking... Second set of data they gave, that same case that they originally said, because I was like, can you tell me whether the cyclist died, whether the cyclist injured, whether it was just a close call, and whether it involved a child. And they just said it involved a child. So I assumed none of the three previous was part of it.
Or all three of them and a child.
So it was a close call with multiple children riding bikes. And I'm like, damn, like it would have been good to know that. Because I was, I did a follow up on like how many of those drivers got the bike bus training.
Mm-mm.
And I explicitly didn't include that one because I'm like,
it involved a child. A child probably saw the bike go past or something.
Yeah. And I'm like,
not that driver almost set off multiple children at once.
Oh, Jesus. But yeah, that's that.
I mentioned on the show before I was hit by a bus while
biking. You have.
Once. Unpleasant, I can tell you.
Do you know much about bus etiquette?
In New Zealand?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You normally smile at the driver as you go on. You can say like hi or something. And then when you leave, you go, thanks, driver. Thanks.
Are you meant to cut in the line while you're joining, going on?
What do you mean? Kind of. So we don't tend to have a strong queuing culture here, right? So we people tend to do it. Like you know how like people kind of, there's like three different queues that all come up at once and they kind of just like merge all zip like.
Yeah. So like I think if the buses had good capacity, it shouldn't be an issue. But
it'd be
like,
less of an issue, yeah.
Yeah, but there's a capacity issue on buses, so it's
definitely people are trying
issue.
To. Okay, I got you. Yeah. To be fair, one of the times it would matter is when we were school children back in the olden days.
Mm.
We fucking queued up for that shit. No one pushed in line. You got in that queue, motherfucker, and you got on the bus in the order.
These are just hardly.
Is it just stories about people being cut in line?
Oh, so it was talking about bus etiquette. Number one was queue jumping. Number two, three, four, and five were just about just regular etiquette and like walking in the streets, like keep to the left while you're on the footpath. And I'm like, that's nothing.
To be honest, like keep to the left while you're on the footpath doesn't bother me that much. What does bother me is multi people.
Keep an eye out where you're going.
Yeah, and like behind you as well.
Yeah.
Important. Like if you're walking with your friends and there's like four people behind you, like fucking trying to get past, like,
oh, I hate that. And I'm like the person that notices behind and none of my friends do. And so I'll be the one that kind of like moves out of the way. And
yeah. I tend to just trail behind. I'm like, oh, fuck it. I don't want to go three abreast on the footpath.
And then you don't have to talk to your friends.
Yeah. They're all shitty people anyway. Sorry if I have any friends listening.
So some woman got showered with glass after yobs shoot at a bus.
Free glass shower? What's a yob, by the way?
Yeah, I might look
up. Is this like English?
English.
Okay. Fucking yobs, mate.
What is a yob?
Also, it's in a newspaper, so you got to wonder if it's like a racist term or not. Probably. You know what always gets me? You know we have at the moment hobnobbers? Or like hobnobs or whatever the fuck it is? Biscuits called hobnobs. Sounds like the kind of term your grandma uses for undesirables. Oh, there was some hobnobs on the street earlier. I'm just not comfortable with the hobnobs moving in.
I just don't know what a yob is.
Look up a yob. It's probably going to be like Scottish person or something.
A yob? Slang word used, a loutish, uncultured person.
So English, then? Just all English.
Yeah, they shot at the bus with an air rifle. Which is
managed to break the window? This is pretty thick windows.
Some aren't. They might have gone through the emergency one.
Oh, yeah, okay, true, yeah.
Holy shit, a fucking car in Brooklyn. So it was driving up Brooklyn Road.
Brooklyn here, okay, yeah.
Fucking, you know, like that big wide corner?
Are you talking about the one where, the like one off O'Hara or further up?
Further down, so just after Bidwell going up.
I'm not 100% sure of it. Like the main road there, though.
Yeah, the main road and big sweeping corner.
Yeah, gotcha. The one that's fun to go down on a bike going really fast and feeling you're going to die. Yeah.
Or not when you have a fucking flat tire. That felt super dodge.
Even without it, it's like, could die. Could
I didn't die, really notice. Could die. And they're like, went around the corner. I'm like, oh, shit. And like some guy stopped later and he was like, yeah, what the fuck is happening with your bike? I'm like, oh, it's slightly flat. And he's like, yeah, I was a bit worried.
Anyway, so Brooklyn.
Car was going up there. Flipped over three times.
You flipped over? Wait, hang on.
Not me.
Were you there?
Nah, it was in a Facebook
flipped
group.
Over three times.
Three times.
Fuck me.
Driver gets out, fucking climbs through the bush and like climbs up to the top streets of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And just goes on a runner.
Were they high?
I don't know.
They must have been drunk.
Cops like fucking chased after them. Well,
through
like,
the Brooklyn bush.
Well, cops like kind of came and then they would just start driving through the streets.
Yeah.
But just being not like, that many streets. And they'll be like, oh, that guy's running.
Yeah.
Might be him. And then the guy that was like a couple cars behind had to like go and like
give a
ID
witness.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, fuck.
That's pretty. Like, how the fuck do you flip three times on that road? What was he fucking driving?
Like, it's a corner, so I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, but, like.
If you're
on.
Going, like, 100, that would probably do it.
100 there would be pretty fucking high. He's going uphill as well. So
uphill.
Hooning it.
I've been 80 up there, I think.
Yeah, even 80, you have to turn so sharp. It must have been what he was driving, right? And he was drunk as well.
Or he didn't notice and then turned real sharp.
Yeah. So. Drunk, I'm guessing, right? Yeah. It sounds.
I would imagine.
It sounds drunk, because otherwise, like, why would you? I don't know.
It's a bit fucking damn.
But hey, I think we're about done for today.
Yeah, we'll
fuck that chihuahua.
This chihuahua, he got arrested.
Why did he get arrested for? What did he do? Now I want to know what happened to him. What happened to him?
He went on a school bus.
And he got arrested for
school children only, mate. Nah, it was just like a random dog. Went to the pound.
Oh, so he didn't get arrested. Okay.
The air quotes correct.
Gotcha.
Arrested.
Random dog. You know, there's like birds and shit that can ride the subway. How cool is that?
Yeah.
He was like a dog riding a subway. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking dogs. They can do that. A bird riding a subway. I'm like, motherfucking birds can ride subways?
So like, do they fly in then fly out?
Normally just hopping.
Yeah.
Just pop, pop, pop,
Do you
pop.
Reckon they know what they're doing?
Yes. Because they get on and off at the same stops every day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there are birds that catch the subway two places. Yeah. Normally, like, the overground subway parts or, like, the parts they can easily get to. But yes, there are birds who catch the subway each morning they get on. They get off at the next stop. There are cats who do it as well. I presume there are dogs, too, though I haven't heard any stories.
That's crazy. And I mean, if it's just the next stop, it could be they've gotten on. Now they're freaking out, and then they get off.
They don't freak out, though. They hop on, they wait, and then they get off. There are, like, videos of birds using the fucking subway as they are meant to be used. Well, he's not paying, though. He's fucking, he's fear dodging, but.
That's weird.
Yeah.
All right.
We will be back next week, I believe. We got anything next week we need to worry about? No, I think,
yeah.
I'll be here, I think.
Shall I just check my calendar?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter for these people. They kind of prefer it when you're not here anyway. Oh. I presume they're completely indifferent.
I think I'm fine.
Okay. Well, hopefully you'll be here. Hopefully I'll be here.
And sorry there's no gifts. Blame Steven.
Oh, yeah. The AI. I thought you meant, like, footage, the beating or something. Yeah, okay. I think I can
get some gifts out there. I've taken a break.
You notice we have timestamps now? How handy is that?
Yeah.
I think we're about done for today. So we will see you all next time.
Oh, yeah, don't stop it. Just, yeah.
Shh.
Lip.
Oh yeah.
Lip. Libus Factor.
Oh yeah.